Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details.
Woo! This has been an incredible day, week, month, and it's leading into what I expect to be a pretty awesome year. I want to share with you a bunch of things going on. This is the update. The Guy Who Knows a Guy update coming to you on the Guy Who Knows a Guy podcast feed and the Morning Motivation feed, where I update you for 10, 15, 20 minutes on what's going on with Michael Whitehouse, the Guy Who Knows a Guy, and maybe teach you something, maybe give you some updates, maybe just ramble on for 15 minutes, but people seem to like it, and so I do it. Today we're going to talk about a couple things. Podapalooza that just wrapped up as I'm recording this. Podapalooza Saturday. I didn't actually record this on Friday like I usually do, so I'm doing this at like 9:30 at night on Saturday night. Nothing like doing things last minute. But Podapalooza was incredible. I'm going to talk to you about my inner circle, about corporate training, summits, network concierge, JVs, and speakers. And it's probably about 9.5 hours long. So sit down, get comfortable. We're going to be talking for a while. No, hopefully not. Anyway, so I just finished up with Podapalooza, run by Kimberly Crow. If you know Kimberly Crow and the kind of energy that she has, you know that I'm a bit of an empath, and you'll know why I am so fired up right now as I am recording this, because holy mackerel, you could power cities off the energy that woman has. Podapalooza was a one-day-long, 10-hour podcast conference, virtual conference. They had some great speakers on their great education, at least one of the speakers of great education, because I was in the poditorium. So the VIPs had the chance to do a series of interviews with podcaster guests who were there doing interviews right there at the event. So being a podcaster, I did a bunch of interviews. I did a special edition because a lot of the speakers didn't necessarily fit to the theme of my upcoming fourth season of the Guy Who Knows a Guy podcast. So I'm doing a special Podapalooza series of episodes, two of them products. I did 8 mini interviews, but it was awesome. The next event, the next one of these, if you're like, that sounds interesting, I think, I don't know, you're really spastic and I can't really make out what you're talking about, but if it sounds interesting to you, then the next one is coming up, I believe it's March 5th. If you go to my links page soon, if you go as soon as this comes out, it will not be updated, but if you go to my links page sometime later this week, there will be a link to the new Podapalooza. If you go right now, it is the Podapalooza just went by because I'm tired and I won't be updating it tonight. Sorry. But if you wait a few days, then I'll have the right link for the new one. So that is coming. That was pretty cool. Next, Inner Circle. I have a program called the Inner Circle, which you probably know if you listen to my Morning Motivation podcast. I talk about it all the time. What is my Inner Circle? It is a weekly group coaching session, currently 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, that's Eastern time. It's group coaching, and any of the members can come as often or as not often as they want. It's $47 a month, which is pretty close to zero as such programs go. But the reason I do it is that as I'm developing my programs and offerings, the prices are going up, and the audience are getting more and more specific. But part of my mission has always been to bring people along with me. As I'm learning all this stuff, I want to share what I'm learning and help them, get over what they're stuck with, and just these little things. Often businesses get stuck on just a tiny little piece of knowledge that's missing and not knowing where to find it. And I meet people all the time, and I find a lot of solutions. And sometimes just I'm really good at kind of working through problems for people. I'm really good at giving them a kick in the pants when they need it. So I create the Inner Circle to be a place where it's kind of a catch-all. You know, if you're like, hey, I want some of that guy's energy, some of his answers, you know, some of that, just a little bit of the Guy Who Knows a Guy, just a little bit, a tiny, tiny bit. It's kind of like what, tapas Guy Who Knows a Guy, I guess you could say. So that is still going. If you go to the links page, guywhoknowsaguy.com/links, there is a link to the Inner Circle. It is $47 a month. I want to share a story. We were in a session last week, and one of our members was there and was feeling kind of stuck on their business. And she happened to be the only one who showed up that particular week, so we could really sort of dive in. And we focused in on what is she trying to do. And really, the key tool I used, for all you coaches out there, how did he do it? The key tool I used was begin with the end in mind. You know, she was really fixated on where she is right now, who she has right now, getting what she needed. I said, where do you want to be? What do you want to do? How much do you want to make? How much time do you want to spend? What do you want your life to be like? Now let's reverse engineer that. And what we discovered in her particular case, she was working with people one-on-one, doing a type of coaching consulting. And we realized it could be just as effective in a group setting. She could actually charge the same amount because her prices were super low. She could charge the same amount for people for group coaching. And often with group, especially with something more technical like marketing, you learn when you don't have a question. You show up, someone else is being spotlighted, but they're asking questions you didn't even think to ask, and you're learning. And she realized, holy mackerel, I can create a whole lot of value. This will be amazing. I'm really hoping she puts that program together because I want to be an affiliate for it because it's going to really fit a need. But that's what happens in the inner circles. I'm able to help people figure out, you know, what their challenges is, get them moving forward a little bit. And it is way too cheap. If I was talking to someone else and they were like, yeah, I'm doing this, $47 a month. I'd be like, are you kidding me? That should be, what, $250, $300? But it is the accessible entry. It's the ground level program because I always want to have something where people can connect with me and I'm never, you know, pricing out the whole audience. So that's why I'm doing that. Also this past week, speaking of other super exciting things, I did my first corporate training. Now, I've never worked in corporate. I've never spoken in corporate. I do business with corporations. I buy stuff from them. But it's not an environment I'm familiar with. But I do know a whole lot about networking and a whole lot about relationship marketing and one-to-ones and how to leverage your connections to get more business and all these kinds of things. And so I reached out to one of my connections in a local company. And I said, hey, I would love to do a talk for you guys just to get the experience. You don't even have to pay me. I just want to get the experience of working with corporates, see kind of what the needs are, what you guys want to learn, and then, you know, learn from it so that I can then go out and charge. And he said, oh, no, I know how much you know. We're going to pay you. How much do you want? I was like, whoa, holy mackerel. I did that talk. It went very well. His next question was, so what else can you talk about? Which is always really good feedback for that. So we're going to be moving forward in that. So for those of you out there listening, if maybe you have a company and you say, I wish our team was better at this networking thing, better at networking events, better at leveraging our connections, prospecting through networking, all those different things, I can teach all that stuff. If it's in my book, I can teach it. If it's got to do with networking, I can probably teach it. So by all means, reach out to me, michael@guywhoknowsaguy.com. I'm happy to speak online. That last one was on Zoom because prudently he didn't want to put his entire management team in one room. But I'm also happy to meet in person as well. I'll travel if you're paying for the travel, whatever you got. So let's do that. Next topic, summits. I have a summit coming up. It is the Global Networking Summit. I don't think the website's up, but it should be up momentarily. The summit is coming up on February 21st to 24th. If you are marking your calendar, here's how it's going to work. From 5 to 8 Eastern Time on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, will be live networking. And then on the 24th, we'll have 24-hour around-the-world networking from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, on those first 3 days, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, we are going to have all kinds of recorded content that you can listen to for free if you just come on those days. But if you want to attend the networking event, if you want to get the recordings, and if you want to get something like $15,000 worth of content, you know, value courses, books, programs, worksheets, all kinds of great stuff, then there's a $97 VIP upgrade for to get into all those things. So if you're blocking time off in your calendar, because I know I need to block time off well in advance, you want to block off 5 to 8 on the 21st, 2nd, and 3rd of February. And then some amount of time between 9 a.m. and 9 a.m. on the 24th. Perhaps you don't want to block out the whole time. Perhaps you do. I don't know. That's up to you. But we'll be doing it 24 hours around the clock and around the globe. And then block out a bunch of time. There will be about 5.5 hours of content, give or take, each day. If you're a VIP, you have access to the recordings. You can watch it whenever. But I do recommend you watch it before the networking segments because you're probably going to meet some of those speakers, and it's going to be awkward if you're like, "Oh, I didn't catch your talk. You didn't. I don't know. Yep. So you probably want to reach out to, you probably want to make sure you block that time out as well. So put that on your calendar, put that in your pipe and smoke it. So also summits. I like to talk. I know you're surprised. You're like, Michael likes to talk. What are you talking about? I thought you were a shy introvert. If there's a 1 to 10 introvert scale or extrovert scale where 10 is extrovert, I'm like an 11, right? So, and when I put together this Global Networking Summit, we're partnering up with 360 Summits and George Shepherd there, and I was recruiting all the speakers, and I found that my challenge was recruiting too many speakers, not too few. And I was doing the interviews, I was having so much fun and learning stuff and saying this is so great, and realizing that apparently for some other summit hosts, finding the speakers and interviewing them and emceeing is the hard part. That's the unpleasant part. And I'm like, that's crazy. No, it's not crazy. But for me, that's the fun part. So I'm going to be tentatively partnering with a summit in February. I can't get the details until it's all locked in, but tentatively partnering with them to be the talent, the talking head, the smiling face, this energetic host guy, because that's what I like to do. I love to do the interviews. I love to do the MC. You know, if something comes up, I can improvise. I'm great at that. If you or someone you know is running a summit, wants to run a summit, but doesn't want to be on camera the whole time, because it's not your jam, it's not your strength, it's not your joy. I can partner with you and be the host and be that guy and still give you the authority. Because there's plenty of ways to position someone as the authority without them being on the camera the whole time. In fact, if you're on the camera the whole time, you get a little overloaded. So, you know, that scarcity thing can be very powerful. So that's a thing I'm doing now. I'm working with other summits to be their guy, their interview guy, their host guy. It's kind of cool. So I also, I said, a lot of stuff going on. 2022 is going to be an incredible year. I've been laying seeds. I've been plowing ground. I'm saying all these farming analogies like I know how to farm, right? So I've been doing all this stuff for a year, year and a half, building it up. And going into 22, all these irons are coming out of the fire. All these things are starting to take off. All these things are starting to get really exciting. And it's really exciting. There's some exciting stuff happening. So the next thing that's happening, I think I mentioned this before, the Networking Concierge Program. Now this has a couple different focuses, but the basic concept is that you, anyone, can hire me to network for you. Now I can't have the final conversations, obviously, but I can meet with lots of people because I can't not meet with lots of people. It's kind of, I'm hardwired to meet with lots of people. I'm going to meet with lots of people. I'm going to kiss all the frogs, introduce you to the princes. Now I'm not saying anyone's a frog because to me they're all princes, but to you, you might want to meet 5 of the next 25 people I'm going to meet. You don't want to meet with all 25 of them. You're too busy. Right? Maybe you're introverted. Maybe you don't like meeting that many people. I'll introduce you to people who actually are fit, who actually match you. And so we can connect. I can connect them to you. That's the general networking concierge. Now the specific version is speaker concierge. Right? I met with a friend who said, you know, I wish you could help me find stages. Network with stages for me. I said, sounds great. You know, that's totally a space. I know a lot of people. I have a speaker database of a few hundred speakers in my database, and so that makes it easy for me to meet with people on stages. They want to meet my speakers, and bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. A lot of value. Well, then I started getting introduced to people as a JV, joint venture concierge. For those of you not familiar, joint venture is joint venture can mean a bunch of things. One of those common meanings is when you're doing something like a masterclass, a summit, whatever. It's combining the power of your lists or combining your resources to gain more firepower in the process. And so again, it comes down to introducing people, finding people who match, who have similar audiences, who should know each other, and putting them together. So I started being introduced as a JV concierge. And I'm like, that's interesting, because, you know, never done that. But I know how to introduce people, so okay. I got introduced to some of the power players. some of like the real players in this field. And I met them, and I was like, just so you know, I have not done a lot of work specifically with JVs. And he's like, that's not a big deal. JVs aren't that complicated. We can teach you everything you need to know. The hard part is that instinct for connecting people. First off, the desire, the willingness, the spirit, liking doing it, having that win-win kind of mentality, which you know most people in JV world have, but instinctively saying, oh, as I'm talking to you, I think of three other people you need to meet. That's just how I work. He's like, yeah, we can't train that. That's a natural skill. I want you to work with us. And this keeps happening. Now, the cool thing is it's about networking. So it's not like, well, should I work with you or should I work with you or should I work with you? No, I can work with all of them because then I can tie their networks together. It becomes incredibly powerful. So all of this is still pending. I've still got, you know, I've got three, I don't even know how many, a bunch of people that I'm meeting with after the new year and, you know, making some things happen. And I'm going to be bringing together some big connections. You see, I've always been about introducing people and connecting them. But for the longest time, I was just introducing and connecting people here in Southeast Connecticut. And the power players in Southeast Connecticut play at a different level of power, right? The really ambitious people who want to do big things don't stay in Southeast Connecticut. They go to New York, Boston, Hartford, Providence. They go to someplace a little bit bigger where the opportunity is. If someone's in Southeast Connecticut, they're either not looking to play on the really big stage, or they don't want anyone to know they're here. You know, there might be some 7, 8, 9-figure coach living in New London County, but they're not going to a networking event because they're here so nobody can find them. That's why they're here. They're not here to make lots of connections because they're not happening here. Nothing against the area, just from a networking standpoint, it's a small pond. You know, it's a little small town kind of area. It's 250,000 people in the county. But then, on the internet, connect to anyone. There's all kinds of communities. And so what I've been practicing in the minor leagues, if you will, of Southeast Connecticut, I am now taking those skills, those years of experience to the major leagues, to the big players, to the power players, and doing the same thing. And apparently, I'm pretty good at it. I mean, I kind of know I was pretty good at it, but like, I'm really good at it. I mean, like, really, really good at it. And people seem to like it. So, got some big things going on. So, that is the update. I did realize, like, I keep wanting to journal. Cause I'm like, how did this happen? When did this happen? And I keep not having time or attention or whatever to do the journaling. So, this is my journal. Sharing it with you right here on my podcast feed. So, this is my journal. So you get to hear about things, and then later on I can go back and re-listen to this and be like, what was going on in December? How did I get here? How did I get here? Because, wow, if I compare where I was a year and a half ago to now, holy macaroni. So 2022 is going to be a great year for me. 2022 could be a great year for you. And if you're not sure how, reach out to me. Let's talk. Actually, a friend of mine was having some challenges. I reached out to her through Facebook Messenger. We didn't have a call. I didn't have time. I was too busy. But I reached out, and now she was very receptive. She was coachable. But I said, hey, try this, try that, try this. One of the big things is that she was looking for a job. She sent an application, but it's a reach. She doesn't fully qualify. She doesn't have the degree that's required, but she has the skills. And I said, have you reached out to the decision maker? And she said, what do you mean? So I said, who's the company? It turns out it's a state agency. I looked up on LinkedIn who's the director of the agency. And I said, give her a call. And she's like, wouldn't that be too pushy? And I said, no. That's how people get jobs. Because you're not calling to say, hey, I sent him an application. What's going on? You're calling to say, hey, could I get a little bit of feedback? Or can I get your ideas? I want to know how the system works. You know, what's the right thing to do? What's the best way to do this? And sure enough, she called. She spoke to someone, not the big boss, but someone else, who said, it's been great talking to you. I'm going to make sure your resume at least gets seen. We're going to see what we can do. But the biggest thing was she suddenly realized she could take power. She could take control of the situation instead of just sending it in and waiting and hoping, which is what most people do. She could pick up a phone and she could call a human and have a human interaction to make something happen. And so a couple takeaways from that. One is you can do that too. If you're applying for jobs, don't just send a resume and hope for the best. Send a resume, pick up the phone, and say, hey, I'd love to get your advice. I sent my resume in, But what's the process? What's the best way to do it? Did I send it to the right place? Is there another portal that people actually look at? Like, is that job really being hired for? Can I tell you, like, what my situation is? And you can let me know if there's an opening that's better than what I applied for? Yeah, you know, so many things you can do. But also, I'm happy to do quick coaching over Messenger. Now, you got to be ready to act. You got to be in a place that you're like, okay, I'm ready to take action. I don't know what the next step is. Hey, Michael, what do you think? And I'll be like, I think you should do this. Go. I'm totally happy to do that. It only takes me a few minutes. If I need to go through the whole coaching process, help you go through a spiritual transformation, the whole thing, that takes time. I charge for that. But if you just want advice, if you're just like, hey, what's the next step? Or who do I call? Reach out to me. Email me, michael@guyknowsaguy.com, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever, TikTok, I think you can send me a message. Anyway, send me a message, and I'm happy to help. So, summarizing, Potapalooza, go to guyknowsaguy.com/links in a few days, and you'll find a link for that. Inner Circle has a link at the links page if you're looking for someone to train your team in the fine art of networking. I'm here for you, michael@guyknowsaguy.com. If you're looking for someone to network for you, I can be hired to be your personal networker, making the connections you're looking to make. You can email me or go to the links page if you want to sign up for that right away. And that's what I got. 2022 is going to be amazing. I am super stoked. And the podcast, excuse me, I've had this cold that's been lingering around, possibly because the Glowforge puts off a few fumes we discovered. Anyway, wow, I am all over the place as usual, because if you're listening to this, you know how all over the place I am, and you love it. You do. So, 2022 is going to be amazing for me. It could be amazing for you. I'm going to be taking a road trip after Christmas. Super excited. Taking a week off, spending with my daughter. And that is all I've got. I see you. I don't see you. This is an audio podcast. But you'll get to listen to me tomorrow on the Morning Motivation Podcast, morningmotivation.fun.
I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.